For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those are good words to hear on this Christ the King Sunday. I know you know that it's a new season because the colors have changed. It's as close as we get to fall. Oh, good, you're with me. Kind of. It's that wonderful time of year when we move away from the green. That green was a season of growth, and we'll slip quietly into a nice penitential season during Advent. I know we've all been looking forward to that. It's okay, some of us have. So as we hear this on Christ the King Sunday, we are hearing in the Gospel of John this encounter with Pilate as he is questioning Jesus just prior to his crucifixion. Now we have to know that this all began further back in the Gospel according to John, just following when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. That's when the Pharisees and everyone got a little upset at what he was doing, and they were afraid that this movement he had begun and this proclamation that he slipped in there quietly about being the Son of God was going to undermine their peace, so to speak. So they brought him up on charges of proclaiming to be a king. And they brought him before Pilate, and Pilate is questioning him. And Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And people tell me Jesus wasn't sarcastic. I mean, just a little, right? I mean, he's kind of sliding something in on Pilate. And Pilate already knows something's going on, because he doesn't really want to be part of what's happening here. The reality is, from a civil understanding, the government's understanding, Jesus is not a threat to them. None of his followers are picking up arms and coming after the government. The people who are upset with him are the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests, because they are afraid that he's going to unsettle what they have going on, this ability to function fully in their Jewish traditions while also under Roman rule. And they're trying to get rid of him. So they've brought him up on these charges, saying he's proclaiming to be a king, and which, of course, they will deny. The only thing Pilate can convict him on is that. So he's trying to get out of it. And Jesus says an interesting thing. After Pilate looks at him and says, "Well, I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." In case you didn't catch on in those little verses there, the kingdom of God is not from here. He mentioned that, I think, three times. It is not from here. However, with his very presence now before Pilate, the kingdom is here. Not from here, but it is here. It goes beyond any understanding of kingdom that we've understood yet. Pilate asked, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And then our reading ends, unfortunately, because verse 38 is really where we are today. So let me tell you what it says. Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" But he didn't want the answer. And we can suspect by the way in which Pilate was moving, maybe he had a little hint of the truth. He didn't want to go forward with what the Jews were asking him to do with Jesus. He was trying to get away from it. In fact, he'll wash his hands of the whole crucifixion, won't he? But when Jesus is talking about that he's there to testify to the truth, He goes, "What is truth?" And he walks away. On this Christ the King Sunday, we have this opportunity to wonder ourselves, what is truth? What is truth? And will we just flippantly ask the question and walk away? Or will we truly engage and discover the truth? In Book of Revelation, we hear this from today. It's in the beginning of John's revelation, which can be a little peculiar from time to time. It's a vision. "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom of priests, serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Here's our truth. This is the truth that Jesus has come to bring to reality: the forgiveness of all sins, the reconciliation to God through his very body and blood. That is the truth. Now, we can hear the truth, or we can be standing in the face of truth, as Pilate was, and we can say, what's truth? And we can go and convince ourselves that a half-truth is a good enough truth, and it isn't. We're at a very interesting season in our society also, as we, at Christ the King Sunday, are preparing for Advent to begin next week. Our society is between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, right? That's where we're living today. We're between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and we have to stop for just a moment and wonder, what's happening? I mean, I like a good deal. Do not misunderstand me. But I want you to watch closely this season that we're in, which they're calling Christmas, that we call Advent. And we're going to watch people struggle and panic a little and rush around and become very anxious. I don't know if anybody got hurt on Black Friday. I didn't watch the news. But it's possible, isn't it, to get a cheap TV? The world is losing it. The question is, are we losing it with them? What is our king? Who is our king? A friend of ours who lives in England sent me an email wishing me a happy Thanksgiving. He says, Thanksgiving hasn't caught on over here yet, but Black Friday has. I don't think that's a good thing. If you are out shopping, don't feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's where we live. But I want you to pay close attention to the level of anxiety that will build as we come closer to Christmas, as we try to find just the right thing, all the things that we think people might want, and undoubtedly buying something we know nobody really will want. But we feel the pressure, don't we? We feel the anxiety that builds around it. And what's going to happen is that people are going to chase after these things which are all worldly, and they're going to begin to get a little anxious, and they're going to get a little edgy, and then a moment will come. And it will come, watch with me, a moment will come when they will stop, because the day will arrive and they won't be ready. And they will feel lost, and they will feel broken, and they will feel inadequate because they didn't find everything they wanted to find. And they'll finally have to surrender. And if all goes well, Grandma or Grandpa or Mom or Dad or somebody is going to say, "Will you go to church with me?" And they'll go. And they'll find peace. And it'll be a chance for the church to say, "We can live like this all the time because we have a king born this day." We can become that and be that now. as we recognize who is our King today, Christ the King. There's a pretty famous preacher you may or may not have heard of. His name is Dr. S.M. Lockridge, Baptist preacher. He has a somewhat famous sermon where he says repeatedly, after he describes all of the things that Jesus is, and ends all of it with, "That's my King." If you haven't heard the sermon, you should look it up. I was going to play it for you. Then I thought, well, then I'll never be able to match his preaching again and just undermine myself. It's, "That's my King," he says over and over again. He describes the goodness of the Lord and ends it with, "That's my King." And he's a very passionate guy. And he's a great preacher. And he's right as he describes our King. The question is, are we hearing it? Is it becoming a reality for us? As I used to work more with the youth at the diocesan level, I have attended Happening weekends on more than one occasion. Anybody here been to Happening? Got a couple Happeners. You never went? Well, man, what a bummer. There's a phrase that's used there, and it was used, I don't know if it still is, where they would have this moment of discussion and conversation around a spiritual reality. This is our spiritual reality. Jesus is King. Christ the King. We serve Him. He brought us into His kingdom. We didn't. He chose us for no good reason. He chose us. That's our King. The question that was asked on that Happening weekend, is this real for you? And I don't know how many times as an adult, I don't believe ever as an adult has I had anybody approach me, except on a Happening weekend, to ask me if it was real for me. Is Jesus real for me? And to that I can say yes. And to that I can say yes, He is my King, which is a phrase I like to hang on to, especially during, I don't know, elections, when people sometimes get a little uptight. So I always have a very good answer for that. And when you have a King, it doesn't matter who's in office. Amen? Amen. See, because if we actually believe that God is in charge, then He's in charge. And He either is or He isn't. Now, we can say that as a comfort to ourselves so that we don't get anxious. We could just say, I don't know, what is truth? Like Pilate, and turn away, not really wanting to know the answer. Or we can this day recognize Christ the King and proclaim Him as our King. Amen? And we could hear again in these same words of Dr. Lockridge, as he would go along very passionate, you got to Google it, seriously, look it up. And he, "That's my King." And he said, I wonder, do you know Him? I wonder, do you know Him? We have a world that offers us all kinds of things. Especially right now, not only is it offering, but you can buy one, get one free, and get it 50% off if you want it. There you go. But what Jesus is offering, must be a new guy. What Jesus is offering is greater than any Black Friday deal. Funny, Black Friday, isn't it? See, we got the deal on Friday too, didn't we? That's the deal the King made, Christ the King. It was at that moment that we knew, and all of history has known, that this Jesus is different. And then He rose again. And now we have this, an opportunity to follow Him as our King, to serve Him as our King, to serve Him because He is, not because of anything we might be. To love Him, to follow Him, to let Him guide us, to let Him reign in our lives so that He may reign in His creation. Through us, Christ the King. is what we focus on today. I wonder, do you know him?